1 year ago this week, the University of Missouri's flagship campus in Columbia was in turmoil. Hundreds of protesters, along with the Mizzou football team, were calling for UM system president Tim Wolf to be fired over perceived insensitivity to racial issues and incidents. Some problems continue, but the university system's key leaders say the situation has improved. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Let's start by telling you that the current UM system leaders chose to meet individually with members of the media, myself included, back in September to talk about the one-year anniversary and the process of hiring a new president. These interviews were to be embargoed until November, with the suggestion that a new president would not yet have been chosen. However, Moon Choi has been hired and will take over in March. What the system leaders had to say about such things as the racial climate on the Mizzou campus remain valid. Kevin McDonald, Mizzou's chief diversity officer, explains how he goes about his work.
Well, from my perspective, I think one of my roles has been, first of all, the check-in, right? Can I get a campus temperature? The other part for me is really trying to create this roadmap, right? These breadcrumbs for us to follow around diversity and inclusion, and then start the vetting process to get input from the campus constituency members, faculty, staff, students. And I think that allows me to see, well, what people are thinking about this in relation to how it will fit in with our campus community and, quite honestly, at the system level as well.
McDonald also talked about lingering sentiments on the Columbia campus.
I haven't detected any ill feelings per se. I think there's a commitment to the institution, right? A commitment to the system, a desire to move forward in a way that's reflective of the past, but that informs that we learn from and really charts a positive and productive future. I think there is a desire to have greater visibility from administration, transparency, and to see pervasive leadership commitment, but I think those things are well underway to kind of build confidence.
He also said that he has not been hampered by having only an interim president and an interim chancellor to work with.
Not at all. I sure didn't hamper my decision to come here, right? I was really grateful for the stability and leadership. I think both offered a level of historical perspective, President Middleton probably more than Chancellor Foley, but I think it helped for me build a level of confidence in both them and their interim capacity, and quite honestly, a level of confidence in the continuity of leadership that surrounded them to move the organization forward.
That interim president, Mike Middleton, weighed in on the uproar from Republican lawmakers over the attempt by former communications professor Melissa Click to prevent a student journalist from interviewing protesters.
I haven't heard much in the last several months. The legislature did end up giving us a 4-point-something% increase in our budget. I think that's suggestive that the ill feelings that we were getting from that body have dissipated. And I have not heard anything from anyone else, so I would have to suggest to you that the ill feelings have diminished.
Curator Pam Henriksen agrees with Middleton.
We're looking forward. It's a new day here, and we are looking to take the University of Missouri into its future.
She also said that the year-long vacancies for system president and Mizzou chancellor have not negatively affected long-term planning. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley, meanwhile, hopes to draw students back who either left or chose not to enroll because of the campus protests.
You know, Mizzou is just a great experience, and I think a few students probably got turned off on the basis of some things that are just not that, frankly, not that important and not that big. The general experience at Mizzou, even last year, was pretty terrific.
Foley is hoping to be named Mizzou's permanent chancellor. That decision won't be made until after Choi takes over as UM system president next year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.